An attorney suing the city of Tulsa for reparations has told the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre Centennial Commission to stop using the name of 106-year-old survivor Lessie Benningfield Mother Randall. Attorney DeMario Solomon Simmons sent the commission a cease and desist letter this week over a reference project director Phil Armstrong made to the 106-year-old Randall in a panel discussion last month while talking about the Greenwood Rising History Center the commission is building in downtown Tulsa.
We are dedicating much of this work to their lives.
That's amazing.
Solomon Simmons says that creates the impression Randall supports their work.
They want to leverage the rich history of the massacre. While Mother Randall is living in poverty, she's never received any type of justice or compensation for the massacre, and she thinks that's wrong.
Solomon Simmons says there are steps the commission could take that would change that, including meeting with Randall and using some of their $30 million in funding and Greenwood Rising Museum revenue to support massacre survivors and their descendants. And
the Centennial Commission should strongly and forcefully endorse reparations and justice to Mother Randall and all descendants of those who suffered from the massacre.
Armstrong and the commission did not respond to a request for comment. The reparations lawsuit says through their actions during the Tulsa Race Massacre, the city of Tulsa and other defendants created a public nuisance of racial disparities, economic inequalities, insecurity, and trauma that continues today. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.